This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, January 19th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. When Gary Johnson was governor of New Mexico, he was a sitting governor, fiercely critical of the drug war, advocating for the legalization of marijuana. Johnson is honorary chairman of the Our America Initiative. He visited the Cato Institute Friday. What should the federal government do?
The federal government right now should stop spending. First and foremost, stop the spending. The deficits, I think this is insanity. $12 trillion deficit due to increase at the rate of about $1.5 trillion a year. $55 trillion in unfunded federal liability. Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. This is crazy. This is just absolute insanity. Bankrupt nation. That's where we're at.
In your experience in New Mexico, what have you learned about the immigration issue, and where are you on that?
With regard to immigration, I am pro-immigration. I think immigration overall is a good thing. My experience with immigration in New Mexico is we're getting the absolute cream of the crop when it came to workers from Mexico. The issue, of course, is illegal immigration. That's the issue. But as far as individuals wanting to come to the United States and work, I think that we should make that as easy as possible. And as governor of New Mexico, I really understood issues and the complexity of immigration and those illegal immigrants that may have come to the United States, started families. And now, because of what's being talked about and laws that have actually passed, potentially get deported back to New Mexico, having spent 30 years in New Mexico and raised families. Not right. And without exception, I was able to deal with a lot of those exceptions and make them right rather than wrong.
Specifically with regard to a federal versus state role, who should be the lead dog when it comes to immigration issues, and what should the roles be?
Well, I think, of course, that it should be kind of a dual concept, if you will. I am not in favor of a fence. Federal government wanted to build a fence. They have over a great portion of our border between Mexico and the United States. And I liken it to the Great Wall of China. Build a 12-foot fence across the border with Mexico, just get a 13-foot ladder. There are better ways of dealing with this. And again, I would just summarize immigration policy in terms of that it's a good thing, not a bad thing, that there are problems associated with it, but dealing with it more from a common sense basis than this basis of fear. So there are states issues that will always exist. Overarching federal policy ought to be arms open, good thing, deal with documentation and the ability of legal immigrants to work in this country. And not only come and work in this country, but attain citizenship if that be the goal.
When you think about the 8 years of the Bush presidency, both in foreign and domestic policy, how do you evaluate it? What do you think of the Bush presidency?
I was terribly disappointed by the spending, by the fact that Bush increased spending more than any other president, going back all the way to Lyndon Johnson. Not a good thing. We had control. We Republicans had control of Congress and the presidency, and we saw this kind of burgeoning spending. We saw the deficits. I'll say explode, but the. The maddening part about that today is that those exploding budgets seem paltry to the budgets of today, to the deficits of today.
How should we handle drugs as an issue in the United States? And what has been the reaction to you as a sitting governor being, at the time, being so critical of the war on drugs?
You know, I think the territories, when it comes to drug policy, I think I'm still sitting alone when it comes to drug policy, even 12 years after the fact. But I believe that marijuana should be legal. I believe that we should adopt harm reduction strategies regarding all these other drugs. And when I talk about harm reduction strategies, Let's look at the drug issue first as a health problem, health issue rather than a criminal justice issue. When I talk about legalizing marijuana, it's never going to be legal to smoke pot, become impaired, and get behind the wheel of a car. It's never going to be legal to smoke pot and do harm to anyone else. It's never going to be legal for kids to smoke pot. We need to control it, regulate it, and tax it, like alcohol. We tried to prohibit the use of alcohol. It didn't work. I don't know why we can't see the same correlation when it comes to marijuana. As governor of New Mexico, being outspoken on this issue during the last 4 years of my administration, I found the issue to be really thin ice. I found that people with just a little bit of knowledge moved on the issue, and that I think the nation right now is at a tipping point. I think that in a very short amount of time that we are going to see rational drug policy in this country. And I found that people understand this issue. I think politicians understand this issue, although none of them will stand up in public and state that.
Well, what's the reaction when people talk to you in your experience? What was the reaction from people?
Well, reaction, whether you were for it or against it, when it came to being against it, what I saw consistently was people moving on the issue. People didn't go from wanting to implement the death penalty for smoking marijuana, legalizing it, but they went from wanting to implement the death penalty to, well, gee, okay, all right, we shouldn't have the death penalty. So I saw constant movement, and again, with just a little bit of argument, it turned out to be a very good issue. I'm going to say I saw a Gallup poll a couple of weeks ago that said that 44% of Americans now favor legalization. That number has never been higher. I think that with just a little bit of knowledge that the 56% on the other side, that there is significant movement. With just a little bit of knowledge.
When I asked you about the Bush presidency, you talked about spending. Bush took us to a war in Afghanistan that is now 8 years on. We are in Iraq, which will be 6 years this year. What should our policy be toward those countries? What do you see as the next steps there?
I favor strong national defense. I think that is the role of government. Protect us against foreign aggression. I do not see us being threatened in Iraq or Afghanistan, and that we should pull out of Iraq and Afghanistan. Before we went into Iraq, I said that we had the military surveillance capability to see them roll out any weapons of mass destruction, that we could have gone in and addressed that situation militarily, gone in, gone out, gotten out. But the fact is that if we went in, we would get engaged in a civil war to which there would be no end. I'm afraid that's the case. I think that in Afghanistan, we had a real opportunity here to look at what our objectives are. Our objectives are to fight terror around the world. But I don't see that being threatened from Afghanistan. Osama bin Laden himself, if I'm quoting correctly, I hope the United States gets involved militarily in Afghanistan, that we might bankrupt them the same way that we bankrupted the Soviet Union. This is what's playing out. I'm afraid that at the end of the day, when it comes to Afghanistan, that more men and women will have lost their lives in Afghanistan, and we will have spent a whole lot more money and not accomplished anything.
Gary Johnson is a former governor of New Mexico and honorary chairman of the Our America Initiative. We spoke on Friday. You can read more on the war on drugs at cato.org.